This episode of the Chai Lounge has been sponsored by the Keira Clinic in Turkey. For all your dental, weight loss, cosmetic surgery, and hair transplants, visit keiraclinic.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody. Yes, I'm back on another episode of the Chai Lounge. Joining me on this episode is Soda Baksa and Zubair Sarang from the Keira Clinic, and we're going to be discussing medical tourism in Turkey. Did you guys know medical tourism is popular for several reasons? One being high quality healthcare, affordability, a wide range of services, the geographical location, and of course the ability to see beautiful tourist attractions. So chatting to us a little bit more about medical tourism in Turkey is Soda as well as Bear. Assalamu alaikum, guys. Welcome to the Chai Lounge.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much. I just want to correct you slightly.
Sure.
The pronunciation is Keira. Not Keira.
Perfect. So welcome to this episode of the Chai Lounge. We're talking about such an interesting topic. I know we've all on social media, we've all seen medical tourism explode from Turkey. People are coming back on flights with all the bandages. So tell us a little bit about the Keira Clinic.
Okay, so Keira Clinic is basically a medical tourism clinic. Mm-hmm. We are based both in Istanbul and in Antalya. Myself and Soda are at the head office in Antalya, and we do all types of medical treatments.
Okay.
We service every single community from, I mean, all parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And our clinic is, you know, very hip, very young. There's always a smile in the office.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome people, you know, we want that to be so that when they have the Keira experience, you know, they get the full Keira experience.
Mm-hmm.
So from the time you land in Turkey to the time you leave, you're going to have, look, VIP transfers, you're going to have hotels, hospitals, where everything is catered for you.
Mm-hmm. And a beautiful location, Soda.
Of course. Very, very beautiful. And I think what's also very, it's like a plus, is that when our patients come through, we offer them a package with a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
So the plus one, it's like, okay, I can bring my partner and I don't have to worry about it, you know, because as we were saying, we offer packages as well. So most of all our packages are plus one. And the location, you know, we are in Antalya. It's a beautiful city. It's coastal. You know, the weather is excellent.
Yeah.
So you get the tour of the city as well. We're going to go and dip in the, you know, in the Mediterranean, go for a swim.
Mm.
And yeah, it's excellent.
So let's jump into it. There's a lot of treatments that are offered. I was perusing your guys' website yesterday evening. Can you go into a bit of detail about some of the treatments one can expect when you're visiting the Keira Clinic?
Okay, so basically, most commonly, I mean, if you go onto the website, if you go onto any internet site of medical tourism, you're going to find specifics. And the specifics is generally they're going to say hair transplants. You know, everybody talks about, oh, hair transplants. Like you said, the bandages on the head.
Yeah.
But we're not limited to that. Okay. So Keira Clinic, we offer services and, you know, treatments for all types.
Okay.
But what many people don't know is that a lot of people from around the world come for hair transplants, dental, cosmetics, aesthetics, eye surgery. But this is not limited to Turkish doctors and Turkish, you know, medical treatments. We have a vast number of people that come for orthopedics, for oncology as well. I know people are going to say, oncology, who's going to fly if you have cancer all the way? But with the state-of-the-art treatments that we have in Turkey, you know, a lot of people find it easier to travel and, you know, get perhaps their medical aids are not covering and they need to have, you know, a lump removed or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They actually come through to Turkey. Another one that is very common that nobody knows of is lengthening.
Oh, to get tall.
Yeah, you look like a supermodel. We can make that happen.
It's very strange for people to hear that, but it's really something that happens.
It's a really unique treatment. Mm. Yeah.
And brain surgeries, again, this is something that happens. So we've had a client that came to one of our partner clinics in, you know, from Nigeria for Parkinson's. So this is to do with brain. You know, generally people with Parkinson's shake a lot.
Yes.
You know, they can't hold things. This particular gentleman, when he came into Istanbul, he couldn't even hold a pen.
Wow.
The day after the surgery, he was walking. So we have all of these things. And I mean, so it's not limited
exactly
just to aesthetics or just to cosmetics.
And that's an important clarification, because you think it's only for the superficial reasons you'd go for medical tourism when it's really not the case.
No,
you're going to go for a range of other treatment options as well.
Exactly. Orthopedic is very big as well. You know, we had a client that came for knee surgery and knee replacement.
Wow.
And after the surgery, okay, she rested the first day for a few hours. The next day, she was up and about walking. After 3 weeks, I mean, she was already home. She called me, "Can I use the treadmill?" I was like, "Oh,
wow!"
I think just wait a little. And we got the advice from the doctor, and he said, "No." She was quite elderly, in her late 60s, and we told her, "No, just calm down, you know, do a bit more walking and let it heal inside. You know, you see the top and the surface, everything looks good.
Yeah.
But obviously, as you get older, it takes a bit more time to heal."
Of course.
And, you know, the good thing is that the exciting part for her was that she had no pain when she was walking.
Really?
Yeah, no pain at all. So that's why she thought, hey, I can go on the treadmill and start walking. And the next thing, she would want to run. So, you know.
So guys, what's the primary reason people go to Turkey? To get something fixed or get something sorted out medically, what would be the primary reasons?
I think it's the cheap prices, compatible prices, right? We're very compatible. That's one of them. Also, you're coming to a new country, you know, it's a beautiful country, lots of sightseeing as well. The medical professional care that we offer, the aftercare that we offer, the VIP treatments, the private hospitals. We had one patient from South Africa that came for bariatric, gastric sleeve.
Yes.
And it was 9:30 in the morning, and we had a team of doctors and coordinators, and they were going from one room to the other, making sure, actually asking the patient, like, how was your evening? How was your night? Did the like the nurses see to you when you called? Were they friendly? Were they arrogant? You know, or did they ignore you? And she was like so surprised, like, wow. And she was like, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. And, you know, they go and they look around and they examine the bathroom, the room, to make sure everything is clean. And so this is the type of services we get, you know, we offer to our patients as well.
If I can just come in
there.
Look, I know certain people listening are going to be saying, okay, but India offers, you know, medical tourism and
of
treatments
course.
A lot cheaper than Turkey. Our doctors will tell you straight out that India is the cheapest in the world when it comes to medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't want to opt to go, or people are opting out of India because of hygiene and because of aftercare.
Mm.
So basically what happens is you can go and get a medical procedure done in India. A lot cheaper, that's fine. But people are scared that, okay, so when you go to the hospital's clean, the hotel is clean. But just coming outside of the city, or, you know, out of the compound that you're in, then, you know, and this is a problem. So this is where a lot of people tend to come to Turkey, not only and we're talking now to, like, you know, from a South African perspective, but a European perspective. There are thousands and thousands of Europeans each day coming through to Turkey for medical treatments.
I was astounded by the research, especially, I mean, countries like the UK, US also, they also opting to go to Turkey. Does cost play a big factor in why people choose Turkey as a medical destination,
definitely,
medical tourism destination?
Definitely. And again, that being Turkey is a Euro-Asian country.
Okay.
So you have the best of both worlds. Okay. Yes, you've got your Asian aspect to it, but more European and more, you know, all the facilities are like basically first world. When you walk into a hospital, like Sora said, that, you know, you have the care from even the directors of the hospitals coming in and looking at the patients. A lot of Europeans, a lot of Americans, and, you know, they'd wonder, like, what is the director of the hospital? Why is he coming to see me with a group of hospital, you know, hospital staff? But it's just to make sure that they keep the standard. They keep the client happy. They keep the patient happy. So it's not just the client. Yes, as a patient, you are a client of the hospital and of the, you know, what treatment you know, but you're a patient. So when you go back to your country, you're going to say, you need to use Cairo Clinic, or you need to use this hospital, or you need to use that.
And the thing is, we try to cover all bases. Like, many people come from different countries, the language barrier.
Yes,
so we
yes.
offer the service of translators as
I want
well.
You to ask
so
that.
We need to bridge the gap there. You know, another thing is follow-ups. When the patient gets home, you know, it's not like Cairo Clinic forgot about the patient.
Yeah.
No, we have to follow
I really
up.
Do want to touch on that because I think
that's
the misconception
important.
Is that if you go to these countries, they're going to chop you open, they're going to do the procedure, whatever needs to be done. You come back and then your doctors will have to sort out whatever happens. What can you share in terms of aftercare? Is there an aftercare process even after you've left the country?
Definitely. So, we have clients that have come from South Africa. And again, I'm just going to stress on this that we keep saying South Africa. It's because myself and Soda are both African coordinators. So
okay.
all patients from Africa, basically, you know, we get to see to them and, you know, deal with them. So we've had a patient that came for bariatric surgery, and she was quite astonished that when she left, she needed to speak to the doctor because she had a concern that I had a pain in, you know, a certain area of my abdomen. Is this normal? Can I? And a doctor that does the bariatric surgery made sure that he has a video call. He did an online assessment as to what you were saying. And he said, look, this is all part and parcel of it. But if it continues like, you know, 2 or 3 days longer, then there's a concern. Please call me. Please call the, you know, Cairo Clinic. Call anyone. We're there to help you. But still, with this, a lot of people will feel that, oh, you know, I'm thousands of miles away.
Mm.
It's going to end, you know, as soon as I get onto the plane, they forget it. So, what we try to do at Cairo Clinic is that we try to build a relationship with our patient, before the procedure and obviously after. And there's always, you know, this, we call back and listen, it's been 2 weeks.
Yes.
You haven't said anything. You haven't called back, whatever. Are you okay? We want to know. We don't want, you know,
and
we just don't want
to tell you, sorry. No news is good news, isn't it?
Of course, of course.
And it's like, no, but we want to hear from you because we want to hear your experience. Are you okay? Are you well? When we hear that you are.
Is the
happy,
hair growing?
Yeah.
That's the, you know, send us pictures, you know, we want to see things. And yeah, so that's so important. Follow-ups, it's very, very important. Aftercare, all of that.
So from your guys, the Cairo Clinic, what are some of the most popular procedures that people come for?
Hair transplants. Yes, everybody knows. Like I said, when you walk in Istanbul, you'll find thousands of men walking with this bandage on their head. So,
but I've also read eyebrows and beard.
Yes, that's so. So, it's something that people don't understand, hair transplants is very common.
Mm.
A lot of Europeans, because Turkey is, like you said, you know, situated in such a brilliant place, it's literally a 4-hour flight.
Mm.
People will fly in on a Friday evening or Friday morning, and Sunday they're back in the on the plane after the, you know, hair transplant. So we do basically what is very common is hair transplants, dental, eye surgery,
mm-hmm.
And these are short stays.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the longer or the bigger procedures or the bigger treatments takes a bit longer,
yes.
you know, for you to stay there. But Cairo Clinic in general, we would do bariatric, so that's weight loss.
I want to touch on that. That's become very, very popular in Turkey. So which aspects of bariatric surgery, the balloon, the full surgery itself?
All three of them.
All
of
it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's gastric bypass, gastric sleeve, gastric balloons.
Okay.
Depending on the client or the patient, what they're wanting, and then obviously with the advice of the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Also their medical status, you know, sometimes they have some medical conditions and maybe the gastric sleeve would be better than the gastric bypass.
Okay.
But all of this also, it's not like, okay, fine, you want to do the gastric sleeve, let's do it. No,
mm-hmm.
It's a process. Because you need to send your medical information. There's a lot of medical questions you have to answer, medical reports, what kind of medication are you on? Are you chronic? Obviously, your weight, your height, all of that also plays a very important role, your age as well. So all of that is taken into consideration, latest blood works, you know, just so if we need to pick up something that maybe the doctor didn't, you know, in South Africa
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And after the doctor examines all of that, and then they make a decision, okay, you're eligible for this or for that. And even if, like, the client is, like, scared or you're nervous about it or wants more information, we book an appointment or a Zoom call or video call, whatever, with the patient and the doctor so that they have peace of mind. Whatever questions they want, you know, sometimes they don't want to speak to the consultant.
Yes,
they want
yes.
to know who is the doctor.
Yes.
I want to speak to the doctor.
Directly.
Not a problem. We arrange that. So the consultant, that is myself or Zubair, we have the doctor, we have the client, the patient, and whatever concerns, whatever worries, whatever questions they have, they can feel free to ask the doctor. You know, our doctors are so amazing.
Yeah.
And most of them, I think majority of them speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, a plus
yes,
as well.
It is a plus, yeah.
So they, you know, the communication gap is not, there's no communication barrier there. And the most, 100% of the time, the client is like, you know, okay, thank you so much.
Mm.
You know, we needed this.
So obviously they're going to do a thorough, you got to say, I need to lose weight. I'm going to Kairat Clinic. They're going
to
do a thorough assessment.
Yes,
they're going
to
make sure. Because I'm asking this because I think there's misconceptions when it comes to Turkish medical tourism that it's just this money grab and they just want to cut you open and they want to take your money. But there is a process in place.
Exactly.
By a team of professionals.
Even the hair transplant.
Yes.
You know, like many people will, or clinics will tell you, which we actually heard from other clients that came the second or the third time to us because they had failed hair transplants.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that some people are just not eligible for it.
Okay.
So, you know, unfortunately, you get some clinics that say, no, come on, we can do it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then the result is the total opposite. So when we have the clients, it's the same process. We need to see all your medical records. We need to know why, you know, are you losing hair? Is it alopecia? Is it a medication? Is it stress related or
mm-hmm.
whatever? And then after the doctor examines everything, and we also we need pictures of the head,
yes.
you know. And I think also people think when, you know, you say you're going for a hair transplant, where does the hair come from? It comes from the patient.
Okay.
So the patient has to have enough donor
yes.
hair
okay.
to be able to do the transplant.
Okay.
And then, you know, after the doctor examines everything, and then they will say, okay, yes, you're eligible or not, or I'm sorry, okay, maybe we can do something
mm-hmm.
that can help you to strengthen the growth of the hair. For example, like mesotherapy, PRP. So we have one client that African woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, many people will think African hair, like can you actually do hair transplant?
Yes,
yes we can.
Really?
Yes, we
okay.
can.
So even in terms of dental treatments,
yeah.
Look,
I really wanted to touch on that because I know in South Africa, you know, a dentistry has become very, very expensive. People want to sort out their teeth. They want to go to Turkey. Can you explain a little bit on how the dental treatments work?
Okay. So again, the same thing. Because we do an online consultation, it's a process. Again, we ask them the questions. If they have x-rays, it helps our doctors. There are times where we've given quotations to people and, you know, they were planning to come to Turkey. So it wasn't just meant, you know, for the dental treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when they get to our clinic and then our doctors have a look and, you know, do an x-ray and say, look, unfortunately, we can't do the treatment that we promised you or that you asked for. In terms of implants, okay, there's certain times when people need implants, but they don't have bone in their jaws. So they have to do a bone graft as well.
Okay.
And all of these things are made aware to the patient beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak for Kairat Clinic because this is our policy with all our patients.
Okay.
We're not there to take your money. We're not there to, you know, just get you on the numbers
yes.
and say, right, okay, Kairat Clinic did this.
Yes.
No. So with, you know, our medical director as well, he's made this quite clear to all of us, that listen, if we say no, I mean, there's a reason for it, and we're not gonna, we'd rather win the person by saying no than taking their money and then losing 100 people after that, because, I mean, word of mouth is something that, you know, and I think, it's not only Kairat Clinic, but generally a lot of, medical tourism companies or clinics in Turkey are basing this on, you know, to boost the economy and to boost Turkey. So there's a saying in Turkey that goes that if we do bad to our patients, we're not doing bad to our clinic, but we're doing bad to Turkey because everyone, don't go to Turkey, you know.
Yeah, to the nation, you know.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And Turkish people are very patriotic.
Of course.
Yeah.
I want to touch on dental procedures though, because I'm sure it's not only a once-off thing. It's, you're going to have to keep going or perhaps keep doing consultations. It could accumulate in cost. So is there any way to circumnavigate that or is there any other, like a local facility that you can touch on?
Okay. So basically, this is a factor that a lot of people get put off.
Okay? Yes.
Especially when you are doing implants.
Of course.
Because implants work in this manner that you have to do two visits.
Okay.
Okay. So the first visit, you will do the implant itself. The doctors will do the implant. And then 3 to 6 months later, after healing, you know, the healing process, then you have to do the second visit. So currently, as we are here in South Africa at the moment, we're actually trying to partner up with a local dentist in order to, you know, so that we'll be part of Kaira Clinic, that even if a person does come through Kaira and does the first visit with the implants, then the second visit will be at the local clinic. That inshallah will be for the future. we're busy with it. We're negotiating.
Okay, that's actually quite smart though.
Yeah. And, a key factor, in terms of pricing as well, there are people that are going to come.
Yes.
Whether it's two trips or three trips to Turkey, they are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at pricing, I mean, Turkey is like almost half the price of what it is in South Africa.
We'll go into that in detail. So I've decided now, I'm going to the website and I've decided on a procedure and I'd like to go for something at Kaira Clinic. What factors do I consider before I actually jump on the plane and say, coming back with a full head of hair?
Okay. So obviously you'll have to do your research, right?
Sure.
That's very important.
Okay.
We are always... We tell people, look at our website, look at our reviews, look
yes.
at the amount of clients that we get that come through. Reviews are so important. Speak, contact us, contact our doctors, speak to us, tell us what you like. Give us the opportunity to show you what medical tourism is all about. Let us give you the full experience. It's so important that you do your research
mm-hmm.
because, you know, when you also look at other clinics, look at the aftercare.
Okay.
You know, that's also important.
Yes.
Sometimes also cultural differences. You know, we at Kaira Clinic, we are a diverse group of, team. We,
okay.
We, right. So
if somebody from every part of the world
yes.
will be able to...
Exactly.
The diversity will mean that there's not going to be a language problem. There's not going to be a communication problem.
There won't be a culture problem.
Okay.
You know, we know South African people.
Yes.
We expect
the food must
the best.
Be good.
The food must be good. Exactly. The room must be big. The bathroom must be big.
Yes.
You know, we always have that kind of thing. So knowing what South African people like, we take care of them. So
okay.
when they come, we are with them from the time they land to the time they leave.
Okay.
Even at the hospital, so we're there at 7:30 in the morning, we leave at 8:30, making sure that all their
wow.
needs are met. We, you know, if the patient has pain, we're there to see to them. We speak to the nurses. You know, we're there all the time seeing to their needs. So that's something that's so important. It's the care of the patient to
mm-hmm.
make sure that they're comfortable, they're not alone. Coming into a different country, that's the thing you fear the most. What if something happens
of
to
course,
me?
Of yeah. course.
You know, so being South African, if we have South African or African clients that come, we are there to help them, to support them, you know, to take away all their worries and fears, to make them comfortable, even with the partner they come with, to, you know, to make sure that all their needs are met.
If I can just jump in
sure,
as well. You
sure.
asked, what is something that you need to consider?
Yes.
Majority of the people that will want to come through Turkey have already been to their doctors locally.
Yes.
And I'm not talking of just South Africa. So they've got their first opinion. They've got their second opinion. Now they're doing research and they say, okay, look, you know, this, I need to do this procedure and it's going to cost me X amount of money.
Mm.
And that's when, you know, they look at, okay, let's go abroad. Let's go to Turkey. Let's do it here. Let's go to Kaira Clinic or let's go to wherever. But, what is important for you is, like Sora said, that you need to do your research. And, again, generally, the people that are going to be coming have already done their research, they've already got their diagnosis from their doctors.
Of course.
It's not just somebody that's feeling, oh, you know, I need to lose weight. That's it. Let me
yes.
go out and go to Turkey and I'll come back thin. No,
yeah.
That's not, you know, it's people that have been told, look, you are obese. You need to take care of yourself. You need
mm-hmm.
to lose the weight because you're going to have medical problems in the future. So these people are the people that consider medical procedures coming through to Turkey.
Let's talk about cost. So you guys did mention that it is significantly cheaper. Yeah. We all know that. I mean, we've all done the sums. But what would a package entail when you guys give a price? Does it include everything? Flights, accommodation, tourism, tourist attractions? What are you looking at in terms of what your costing or your package would entail or include?
Okay, so flights, unfortunately, we don't do.
Okay.
And the reason for this is that every single person today has the internet, and each airline, and you know, they go to Skyscanner, they get the cheaper flight.
Yes.
When we include flights, it limits your patient to movement as well. For example, if we arrange the flights and we say, right, okay, you need only 5 days. And they say, no, wait, look, I don't want to be 5 days in Turkey. Mm. I want to, I'll do the last 5 days for the treatment, but I want to come to Turkey. I'm coming on holiday. So this is, so our cost is from the time you arrive to the time you leave.
Okay.
Okay. The package is inclusive of that. So what I did mention earlier, it's plus one. So you have your VIP transfers as soon as, and this is the basic scenario. If Safira is booked with Kaira Clinic, we ask Safira to give us her flight details.
Okay.
Whether she's landing in Istanbul, whether she's landing in Antalya, whether she's landing in whichever city.
Yeah.
Okay. A VIP transfer will be there at the airport at that particular time to pick you up. Take you through to the hotel. If not the hotel, straight to the hospital, depending on what procedure you're going to be doing. We then from the hospital, you will have you'll have your private room.
Sure.
You'll again plus one. So all meals in the hospital are catered for you and the person that is with you.
Oh, it includes meals,
right?
Okay,
then after the procedure, when you are discharged, you are taken through to a hotel.
Okay.
At the hotel, it's bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Any other meals, obviously, will be, you know, on your account.
Sure.
And then again, VIP transfer from the hotel to the airport. But in between, once you've recovered, we do a city tour. So whether it is Istanbul or Antalya, we do a shopping tour as well. You know, people want to shop. They know Istanbul. Oh, I'm going shopping.
To go to Turkey and shop.
Yes. So
come on.
That's it. That's what it all includes.
Okay. Lovely. And you guys take care of everybody. If there's a language, and obviously it's seen that the show is for South Africans. So you liaise directly with.
Like Sora said, that, you know, from the time they come to the time they leave, even if our clients are booked in Istanbul, so certain procedures are only done in Istanbul.
Okay.
Myself and Sora will fly out from Antalya and we'll go see to the patients in Istanbul because our clinics are, we have both in Istanbul and Antalya.
Okay.
If we are not available, like currently we are in South Africa and we might have our patients there, then we have other coordinators that will always, you know, see to them. But generally, each person that you're dealing with will be there with you throughout the journey.
So, assuming that I'm going to Istanbul or Antalya, inshallah, one day, and you want to just pop into the clinic for maybe a little bit of Botox, some cosmetic little procedure, do you do also like day visits or are day visits permitted?
It can be arranged.
It can
as
be.
Well.
So, again, you just contact you guys.
Yes.
Say, I want to come in and just do a little something.
Of course. And it would be cool. Even with that, we can arrange to pick you up from wherever you are, from your hotel or in a certain area, wherever you are. That's not a problem. We pick you up. With our transfer and take you to the clinic and arrange the Botox or whatever for you.
Even like, for instance, you're on holiday and you've read about Kaira Clinic and you just want to come in and have a look at... Yeah, sure, not a problem. You know, really? And again, like I said, we have a very young team. Mm-hmm. Everybody's happy to, welcome, you know, they'll...
They are so super friendly, really. Working with them for 5 years now and... we have an awesome team.
Gosh,
an awesome team with good communication skills. They're friendly. They always, you know, go the extra mile, especially with our clients, to, you know, to try and make sure that they get the best experience always.
Okay.
And sorry, you were talking about earlier about the flights and all of that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so like Zubair mentioned that we don't book the flights, but we do also work with travel agencies that if you want, okay. Some people don't want to do their own bookings. They prefer the agency doing okay. it. So yes, yeah. we do also work with certain.
Just to coordinate the transfers.
Yeah, not the transfers, but the flights.
Okay. Right. All right.
So maybe they can get a bit, you know, they'll look at maybe getting a better flight for you or whatever. We do work with certain travel agencies as well.
What are some common misconceptions when it comes to going to Turkey for medical tourism?
That you're going to come back with a full set of hair.
Obviously, and you're going to come back then.
Yeah, I need to come back then. Obviously, all these medical procedures are something that time needs to, you know, take care of.
Yes.
So, yes, you go for a hair transplant. Generally, a hair transplant, you start seeing the results after 6 months.
Okay.
Okay.
Important to note that.
Yeah, you know.
Because you assume you come back.
Come back with a full back of, you know, yeah. And then people say, hey, but I've got this red dots on my head. What's going on? There's no hair, whatever. It's been 2 weeks and still nothing. So literally, time does, you know, show you where the results are. I'm going to be thin, so I'm going for a gastric bypass or a gastric sleeve. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's processes that you need to do. And again, like, you know, touching back on what I said, they've already been to their doctors and stuff. What is more important when you do bariatric surgeries, is that we have dietitians that will advise you and it's lifelong.
Of course.
So, there's certain things that when you do a gastric bypass or a gastric sleeve that in order before your procedure, you have to, you know, start following a diet 3 weeks before that, 3 days before that. It's only a liquid diet before the operation itself. All of these things are told to you well in advance. So the misconceptions is that I'm going there. I'm going to have this perfect smile coming back. Again, dental work, depending on what you're doing. So if you're doing veneers or crowns, yes, of course, and there's no implants and stuff. Definitely, you come back with a Hollywood smile. They call it a Hollywood smile, and that's what you come back with, a Hollywood smile. Laser eye treatment, that's something that I mean, that's not a misconception. So, if you're gonna go, if you're coming through to Turkey, wearing glasses when you fly back, you're not gonna be wearing glasses. Okay,
sure.
So laser eye treatment is
you'll see instantaneous results.
Yeah, you know, those are results that.
Yeah.
But again, it's depending on what you are wanting to do. People that come for cosmetic surgery as well. You know, rhinoplasty, so a nose job. A lot of people think that, again, by the time I get home, my nose is going to be looking perfect and whatever. It's not so much. It's a process, again, the healing process, depending on each person as well. So certain people, it would be, you know, 2 days and the guy's up and running and the nose is looking good and whatever and the swelling is going on. Other people, you know, a week, 2 weeks. So
yeah, time heals. So mm-hmm. you just have to be patient as well.
Absolutely.
And also people worried about the language barrier. Always, I stress on that, you don't have to worry about the language barrier.
Mm.
We have English translators, German translators, French, Italian, Urdu as well, Gujarati too.
Okay,
so we cover all bases.
And I want to jump in with the misconception that cheap doesn't necessarily mean that there's any shortcuts being taken
definitely.
With your treatment.
Definitely.
Yes.
We've had people contact us and then given them a quotation. And then they say, are you sure? Okay. So firstly, we're like, yes, we are sure. All right. Then they call you back a third time, you know, like second and third time. And then saying, are you sure of this? Yeah. Then they tell you, okay, but why is it so cheap? And we're like, because this is our business and, you know, it's a key. And then they're like, no, but are you using inferior quality products, especially like for dental and
yeah.
stuff? And I must say that our clinic uses both German and Korean implants and
brands.
The crowns and the veneers, it's zirconium, it's porcelain, it's Emax. And it's again high quality and the best quality that we have. So, you know,
given
people.
The warranty certificate.
Yeah.
Again,
and as soon as you get a lifelong, warranty certificate. As soon as your implants are done, as soon as your veneers are done, you get that. So even if you are in, you're back in South Africa and something happens with that, it chips or it breaks or whatever else, and there is a warranty, there is something that you've got to fall back on.
I want to go back into one more that we touched on in the beginning also, is that there is an aftercare system
100%.
With you guys especially.
Yeah.
There is misconceptions that you just go, you do your procedure, you come back home and they you've got to go.
You've forgotten.
In fact, now that we are in South Africa, we actually went to meet some of our clients personally to
really?
See how they're doing. Yes, and even those for the hair transplant, that's even, although they did not come for the hair transplant, but they're doing PRP and mesotherapy and all of that just to see what's happening, how are you progressing, you know, is the hair improving, the lady with the knee replacement as well, we went to see how she's doing and she's back at work and up and about.
Mashallah.
And alhamdulillah, it was so good to see that, you know.
So speaking about your clients, share some testimonial success stories with us.
Oh yes. Would you like to read them?
Yeah, oh, go ahead. Read it
for okay, us. Can I?
We'd love to hear like what are the clients saying?
Okay, so we use Trustpilot, in a way that everybody is happy. You know, Trustpilot is really proper reviews. It's not something that Kaira Clinic have made up on their own.
Of course.
And a lot of people, when they look at reviews, they look at platforms like this. So again, like I said, we use Trustpilot, and Sarah will read out. Two or three testimonials that, you know, were left by clients.
So we had one from South African lady that came for gastric sleeve. And
okay.
She said, I came from South Africa to Istanbul for gastric sleeve surgery by a Kaira Clinic. I was very skeptical, having the fear of the unknown. But my agent, Sora Spoksa, reassured me that I will be taken care of. I received the best care, surgery was a success, and recovery was even better than expected. From the moment we arrived till the day we departed, Sora went over and beyond of what was expected. Having an English-speaking agent with you for almost 24 hours a day was very helpful and reassuring. The hospital and surgeon in Istanbul was very pleasant. Thank you to Merve. She's one of our coordinators as well, who came in to fill the gap. I highly recommend Kaira Clinic. Yeah, that was the one for the bariatric.
Gastric sleeve.
Yeah, the gastric sleeve. And we have the one for the knee replacement as well, a South African lady. And she said, I travel from South Africa for knee replacement surgery with Kaira Clinic. I was extremely nervous and fearful having traveled so far. However, the constant reassurance and encouragement from Sora and Zubair, as well as Ennis and his team. Ennis is also part of our team. He's one of the coordinators. They kept me strong and gave me the motivation to proceed forward. I'm extremely happy and satisfied with the outcome of my knee replacement surgery. The surgeons did a great job and the nurses were caring and helpful. A special thanks to Sora and Zubair for my successful surgery and for taking such good care of me. I would definitely recommend Kaira Clinic for anyone looking for a positive and successful experience.
Beautiful. So there's been some really, alhamdulillah, some lovely success stories.
Lovely success stories, not only from South Africans, but from all over the world. We have people from Latvia, Lithuania, you know, Poland, Spain, Germany.
The UK.
UK, Australia, Canada, anywhere and everywhere. You know.
And there's no age limit, right? So
no,
at any,
not at all.
Any age.
Well,
okay,
depending.
Yeah, depending
procedure,
on the procedure.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Like, for example, hair transplants. And we're touching on hair transplants. But for men or boys that are 19, and I say boys, I mean they're still young, we don't do hair transplants.
Okay.
Naturally, the hair, you do lose hair up until the age of 24. You will have, you know, a full set of hair. So after 24, and depending on what the conditions are, okay, so if there's a medical purpose why the child is losing hair, then, you know, we'll consider it. But generally, hair transplants, any male under the age of 19, we don't do.
Sure.
Females under the age of 24.
Okay.
So that's, but all the others, again, it's going to be what the doctors have assessed, okay? If it's a dire need, you know, it's something that perhaps, okay, and I'm not talking of cosmetics or other medical procedures where a child needs whatever medical procedure and the doctor says, look, it's a do or die, we have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, then obviously that. But certain cosmetic surgeries are definitely, you know, there is age limits to it.
Okay.
But it's anything, you know, within that range. I mean, you can go up to 60, 70, 85, you know, 90. Okay. You can still do those things.
You can find your hair at 90. Imagine that. What are the standards and regulations in place to ensure safety and quality in Turkish medical facilities? Also, can we talk about any challenges or risks associated with medical tourism in Turkey?
Okay, so risk, I'm going to say this, it's something that happens all around the world. Mm. Okay, again, any procedure that you're going for, we would advise you to get your opinions, first go to your doctor, your local doctor, find out whether it is something that is viable for you. Is it, a risk to do the operation? So in any, like I said, in any country, yeah, there is a risk to it. Okay.
Of course.
Any surgery, as soon as they are cutting you, you are definitely, there's a risk to it. Even the best of surgeons will tell you this here. And that's why most hospitals, or not most, every hospital, every doctor has an indemnity for you to sign. Many of us will, we just sign it and we don't even, but the risks are there, but they are limited. Okay. And it's calculated risk.
Of course.
Where doctor says that it's going to be like, if we're going to cut you, 80% chance you're going to die. Mm. They wouldn't take it.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Because you can have malpractice for the doctor. You can have, for the clinic.
As well.
But, so, the risk factor is there. Okay. Yeah. But that's any medical procedure, again, any country. In terms of, regulations, mm. Each medical clinic, each medical, hospital or, facility has to be registered with the Turkish tourism, firstly, as in what we do.
Of course.
Secondly, with the Ministry of Health.
Okay.
Okay. And then the Ministry of, what's the other ministry? I'm trying to think. There's three ministries that you need to be registered with. Reason for this is, it's tourism, it's health, it's...
you get internationally accreditation programs from Germany and USA.
So you have to be accredited as well.
Okay.
By the Turkish government. It's not something that you fly into a hospital and you find this, this building and there's no care or there's no recourse for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, even by signing an indemnity form, there is a recourse to it. Okay. So if there is a botch, if there is something that happened, obviously people are responsible and, people can take it on.
Investigation
will take place.
Okay.
So it's very controlled, by the Ministry of Health, because again, like I said earlier, when I touched on and I said that it's not just the clinic or it's not just, Kaira. It's the whole of Turkey. So it damages, the reputation of Turkey and the medical. So there is a lot.
Definitely. Yes. We had an experience as well with one of our patients before she went in for a procedure. They had to do, we always do pre-ops.
Mm.
So I think it was her iron levels or something, or one of her blood levels were not 100% correct. And anesthetist refused for her to proceed until she had a blood transfusion done.
Okay.
So, they're so afraid as well. I mean, this is another life in their hands.
Mm.
So you have to cover all bases, make sure that everything is 100% when that patient goes in for the procedure, that there must be no hiccups. So they try and avoid all of that. So the patient went in for blood transfusion. Later on, they took her in for the procedure, which was successful, alhamdulillah. But,
and I'm sure your package also includes your downtime. So you're not just operating today, tomorrow you're on the plane, jumping.
Oh, no,
no, definitely. It gives
it
down.
Yeah.
So that's basically what happens is we have for smaller procedures, okay?
Yeah.
So like dental is only outpatient, okay? But bariatric, for example, I'll give you that. There's 3 days in the hospital,
okay?
And then we give you 4 days in the hotel.
Okay.
The 4 days in the hotel is just to make sure that you are okay, before you get onto the plane. Certain patients opt out of it and they say, no, we want to be back on the plane. So when the doctor discharges you, there is this that, okay, you are able to leave the hospital. But as Kaira Clinic, we prefer to have you stay that 3 days or 4 days just so that we can monitor you. If there's something, if you have a cramp or if you have some, again, whichever coordinator is responsible for that client will be there. So if might not be in that same hotel, we might be at the office, but you have a problem, we can go through to the hotel and say, look, let's take you back to the clinic, so there is that.
Yeah.
It's not just, again, on the plane, after your procedure, get on the plane and
Back
home.
How is the medical system or the healthcare system in Turkey so robust that it's attracting so many international patients from all around the world?
Turkey's done this in a way that, and again, like I said, with the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Tourism, people have seen that, or the Turkish government have seen that, because they are so positioned in such a lovely area of the world,
yes.
Okay, and tourism is a key factor to the GDP of Turkey, to promote Turkey and to promote this. So, number one, that the medical facilities are, again, like I said earlier, you know, touching on first world.
Mm.
All the machinery, all the hospitals, you know, I'm not talking of public.
Yeah.
Public is there, and it's also, compared to South Africa, I would say it's like almost, you know, like what we have in our private system,
okay.
That's the public. And then your private hospitals, so a lot of the hospitals, a lot of the doctors cater especially for the international market because of this year, that they're promoting Turkey to boost the economy and to boost Turkey in such a way.
With having said that also, I'm sure you've got to do research and choose the right facility.
That's
like we're talking specifically today about Keira. Why is that so important that you choose the right facility, the right treatment facility in order to do your procedures?
You don't want to go to a clinic that only does hair transplants, that does, you know, for dental. I mean,
yeah.
you wouldn't want to do that. Again, touching back on what we said earlier,
because it's a pro and con in
everything.
I mean, and you can have a world-class facility and you can have one that's not so great. So you've got to make sure you're choosing somebody reputable.
Reputation is so important. And that's what my director always stresses about. And then Zubair also told you that, you know, we rather, if you say no to the customer, it's for a reason. So we'd rather lose the, you know, gain that customer than lose 100 by doing something and the client is not happy with us. So reputation is of utmost importance to me. Our services, the quality of our service is important as well. So when you do, you know, decide on a clinic, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the reviews. Do your research. Find out, you know, see how many clients they've had. That's so important.
Absolutely. So you guys are in South Africa at the moment. I hope you're having a lovely time. If our listeners want to get in touch and they want to chat to you and maybe just have a one-on-one session and just find out, okay, I'm thinking of this. Is there something you can say to sway me in the direction of going for this procedure? How would they get in touch with you guys specifically?
Okay, so firstly, on our website, www.kairaclinic.com, they'll find all the different links for whatever procedures that they're looking at. If you allow us, we can give out our numbers.
Go for it.
And definitely mention Chai Lounge so that we can obviously see to you guys even better. No, that's just a joke. I mean, obviously, all our patients are the same. We treat them the same. It's not. But my number would be +90 552 315 5607. And then sodas will be +90 552 346 5607. So it's 315-5607 and 346-5607.
Email address?
Our email address, even if somebody just wants to, it's consult@kairaclinic.com. That will come directly to myself and Soda. If you want to email the office as well, info@kairo. KairaClinic.com, I should say.
I love the website. Everything is very nicely put out there.
Okay.
You get to see exactly what procedure you want to choose.
Exactly all the information as well.
So anybody that wants to contact us on WhatsApp, you know, feel free to do it. I mean, and we are open, like you said, to just try and sway them to come through. A big factor that a lot of people are scared of is the language factor.
Yes.
And again, we want to stress, you know, myself and Sora are there for the English.
Okay.
It's not only for South Africans, but anybody that speaks English and needs, you know, anything, just to ask, even if it's not to come through to Kaira, but just, you know, say, I'm considering.
Yeah.
We're there, we're most willing to help. And, you know, sometimes we are traveling and we are out of data or out of a place where there's Wi-Fi, but we will answer you. I mean, that's
wonderful. So, any final words from both of you before we end off today's episode? Starting with you, Soda.
Visit our website. You know, many people are afraid of going to another country for any procedure. Don't be afraid. Whether you do it in South Africa or anywhere, I mean, there's something that we also, I always say, is tawakkal in Allah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important. Mm-hmm. And life and death is in Allah's hands. They always say, wherever I come and I die there, you can die anywhere.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. You can step out of your home and that can happen as well. So give us the opportunity at Kaira Clinic to show you and to give you the, you know, the world-class experience of medical tourism. Obviously, you know, to show you what Turkish hospitality is all about as well. So
yeah, I'm sure it's life-changing because if you have something debilitating, you could never afford a procedure.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, teeth is something that, you know, you feel very self-conscious about.
Definitely.
You have the opportunity to do this. It could change your life potentially.
It does.
For the better.
You know, the confidence that you get from just, you know, getting a beautiful smile or hair or even eyebrows.
Yes.
You know, I think most women, you know, color in and all of that, or they do other treatments. But we've seen, and people have told us, you know, that after I came in for the procedure, my life has changed. So take that step. Don't be afraid. We are there. We are here for you. We will be there throughout your journey, not only in the beginning, not only the end, but the after as well. And we want to see, you know, we want to see you progress, improve. We want to see you live the quality life that you always wanted to. So it's not only for specific type of treatments, all treatments, you know, even if you're not sure, give us a call, WhatsApp, email. You know, we can do research, help you with research. Also, the stem cell therapy as well that people come for as well for different procedures that help for different treatments, some for cancer as well. So don't be afraid, you know, the I think Turkey, there's no limit when it comes to medical procedures and treatments.
Final words from you, Zubair?
I want to thank you guys for having us, obviously, at the podcast. You've made it very comfortable for us. Thank you so much.
Definitely. You were so nervous. Wow, nerves on fire.
But again, yeah, touching on what Sora said is that give us a try, okay? We're not holding a gun to you. We're not saying that, you know, if you don't come to Kaira Clinic, you're going to have the worst experience. No, I mean, obviously, you can do your research. There's many clinics in Turkey. Being that we are part of Kaira Clinic and we've been there for the past 5 years, we know the ins and outs of it. We know exactly what people are wanting and what people will expect. Especially again from
South
the African
Africans.
And South Africans, you know, Southern Africa, we all have the same sort of mindset and we have the same customs and the same. So even people from neighboring countries, they feel comfortable by talking to us. And again, our team is there, not only, you know, myself and Soda, but the rest of the team are there. And, we'll do our best. You know, Kaira is there to help you. Even if, you just contact us and say, look, I need a quotation, and we give you the quotation. We do the package for you. I mean, it's free. You know, you're not bound to go with Kaira Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just something that would be, you know, good for anybody to come and contact us.
And another plus, our medical director is a doctor as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, he has vast knowledge. He's very knowledgeable about anything and everything. So when we need advice too, he's there. And he's a gentleman in our,
really.
I've been working with him for 5 years, and I'm not just saying that because he's my medical director, but that's the reason why I'm there.
Okay.
It's because he's open, he's honest,
mm-hmm.
and he's also, you know, like upfront. If there's something that we cannot help you with, he'll tell you, but we'll try to work around it. We'll look for other options.
Okay.
So that's why, you
know. It's so good to know.
Yeah, really. Yeah. You know, it's, and we're so comfortable with him. And like I said, you know, he's worked with other people. He knows the different cultures, he understands them, and that's what makes, I think, what makes Kaira Clinic stand out is the diversity that we have as well.
This was a lot of fun. I hope our listeners, I would love for you guys to sound out listeners and let me know, would you ever consider going to Turkey for medical tourism? You could drop me an email as well as use that promo code, the Chai Lounge, and hopefully you get to see Soda and Zubair in Turkey and enjoying the sights and scenes of Antalya while getting your medical procedures. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on this episode.
So much,
thank you so much.
It was lovely to chat to both of
thank
you.
Thank you for having us here.
You're most welcome. And assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And that's it for another episode of The Chai Lounge. Inshallah, we'll be back soon. From myself, Safira, as well as the rest of the team, for now, it's Fia Manila, and assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.